In our previous episodes, we talked about the great haste with which things would mature. We talked about vegetation. We even talked about babies. Here's something incredible. There's a famous Maamar Hazal. Kasha gosei porosei shel haravi. When a particular Arab's cow groaned, yodu shenechrev beis hamikdash. They knew this was a sign that the beis hamikdash had been destroyed. V'chasha gosei porosei pam beis. When a cow began to groan and make unearthly sounds again, yodu shenelod Mashiach shel Yisrael. They knew that the savior of the Jewish people, the first person who could be Mashiach, had been born. The Rebbe says, with this medrash we find a very interesting idea. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is makdim refuah lemaka. The healing comes before the troubles. Well, if Hashem is destroying the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach was born on that very moment, it means that the pregnancy to bring Mashiach into existence had to have begun 9 months prior. But the Rebbe asks, ultimately, it's a baby. How can a baby bring the coming of Mashiach? We seem to follow this notion that from the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, immediately Mashiach could have come. Based on what we learned about in our previous episodes, this becomes very easy to understand. In fact, the same Medrash Rabba we quoted in our previous episode goes on to say, Kishahoysa achas mehem yoledes bayoyim, when a woman would give birth during the day, she would tell her child, Tsei v'hovi litzor lachtech tabura, go and bring me a sharp stone so that I can cut your umbilical cord. Balayla, at night, she would say to the child, Tsei hadlik liner, go bring me a lamp, in order, lachtech tabura dilach, so we could cut your own umbilical cord. In other words, within a matter of minutes, even when the child was still tethered to his mother, it was able to go and to disengage itself by bringing the sharp stone or lighting the lamp. The point then is this. When Mashiach will come, even a small child will grow up very quickly and will have extraordinary abilities. We see this in the pasuk that says, Nar kota noyegbam, that the garzev and keves, that when the wolf and the lamb will lie together, a small child will be able to lead them. And so, Mashiach was born the moment the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and immediately, within minutes, he would have been able to lead the Jewish people. We hope and pray that this will be unfolding very speedily, and in our time, amen.